Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a tiny Daf Chof Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting on Mudalev 13 lines down, about a quarter down the Amud. The Gemara continues to speak about the Churban of Rabbi Yochanan Migvas Ve'ad Antipris. In this area, Shishim Riboy Ayoros Oyu. There were 600,000 cities. Haktana Shebehem, the smallest one, it was called Bet-Shemesh. It says over there, Vayach be'anshe Bet-Shemesh ki roru bor Hashem. They saw the Ar Hashem, the Kishbuch punished him. And the Pasuk says, how many people died? 70,000. I mean, there was more than 50,000 people there that died because they saw Ar Hashem. Ve'elu miruach ochasoyu. That was only one side of the city. That was not the entire city of Bet-Shemesh. So you see that Bet-Shemesh, which was the smallest town, out of the 600,000 towns, had so many thousands of people. Now, if you go to this area between Gvas and Antipris, and you try to put this amount of reeds on the floor, you will not have enough room to put so much. So how do we understand that? Eretz Yisrael expanded when Am Yisrael were living there. Eretz Yisrael has a chutzpah. Fruits are growing, even though the Novi said that Gorfrita Melech Arzo will be all full of salt and sulfur. In other words, it will not grow anything. So it says the Gemara, Primayo Yisapiris. What's really the reason that Eretz Yisrael can grow fruits? So what? Train Amorim. There's two Amorim. Chado Amay Prishim is Zabli Moiso. Because they fertilize it. With the Novi speaking about, on its own, naturally, it will not grow fruits. They turn around the earth, meaning they put the bottom part on the top, and the kolala was only in the top part. And the Gemara brings a story about that. Uvda'ava, there was a story. Bechad, they have a koim zoro, bechad of Bikas Arbel. It was a person who was planting in the area of Bikas Arbel. He put his hand into the ground. Venofak ofri yikida, came out a burning sulfur. Vohikidzaro, and it burned his grain, burned his seeds. So meaning inside the ground, it cannot grow fruits. Tanya b'yisroi mechamishi v'shtayim shono loy nira oif tas be'eretz Yisrael. 52 years, there wasn't any birds flying air over Eretz Yisrael. Ma'atam utzavi, what's the source? Mi oif ha'shamayim ve'ad behemo nodadu halocho. So if a Shemaim is the birds, Behim was Gimatria 52. So for until 52 years, there were no animals in Eretz Yisrael. 40 years before Am Yisrael went to Bavil. Not to Tomorim Bavil. That's when they started planting dates, date trees in Bavil. Why? If you have sweets in Bavil, that will help to learn Torah. By eating sweets, it's Maigel the Losha for Torah. In other words, Kishbuch is preparing Bavil to be able to learn Torah over there. 700 types of fish. And 800 types of locusts, all kosher. Birds with no number. When Am Yisrael went to Bavil, all these animals went to Bavil as well. So Am Yisrael will have what to eat. When they came back, all these animals came back. The fish called Shibuto stayed in Bavil. How did the fish go from place to place? They went from the bottom of the earth, underneath the earth, through the rivers or channels that you have underneath the land. That's how they went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavil and back. Tadmor, this country, this nation, anybody who sees their defeat, his Ashrov. They were participating both in the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Bechurban Rishon, he made the 80,000 kashatim. And in the first Churban, there were 80,000 archers. And the Churban Sheni, they have 8,000 archers that joined the war, so they were participating in Churban Beis Hamikdash, both in the first bais and the second bais. And the Gemara concludes here what the Mishnah said: the last thing that happened in Tisha B'Av is Nichashar here; the city was plowed. So the Gemara Choresh Rufus Shochiketzomus is a nickname, a klala on this person named Rufus. It's a Eichol, the area of the Eichol Beis Hamikdash. Once Av comes in, you have to stop doing Simcha, not to be so much in Simcha. And the Gemara is going to explain not to build a binyan of Simcha. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls in doing a week, Asur milisaper umilichapis. That week, they can't take haircuts and they can't do laundry. On Thursday, you could do it, which means Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, so on the Thursday, Erev Tisha B'Av, you could do laundry to get ready for Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yurcha lodum shetav shilim. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat, and as we'll see, we'll talk about Sudam of Sekes, should not eat two tefshilim together, which means not to have fish with egg on top of it. And in addition, lo yurcha lodum, so should not eat meat at all, lo yurcha lodum, should not drink wine. He should change what he's used to. To turn around the bed, that's what the Avelim used to do those days. If the Chachamim disagree, then in Tisha B'Av you don't have to do that. Continues the Gemara in the Chav Tez Amud Beis. Omar B'Shua Ben Levi Adodat Omar B'Binya Shal Simcho. It means B'Matim B'Simcho is not to build a house of Simcho. They used to do a base chastis for a wedding. But if his house is falling down, he has a wall falling, so you can knock it down, build it up. So any need, you could do it. It needs to be a real need, a place where he sleeps. So he really needs the wall. So we had this Gemara earlier. You're not allowed to do Erusin, engagement of the time of the Gemara on Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that. Not to have a suud on Erev Shabbos. But just to get engaged, you could. Even in Tisha B'Av you could do it. So nobody else will come and grab this woman before him. This changes what Shmuel said somewhere else. Tamon there. There he said, meaning it's all coming from Shemaim. That it's all bashert. Who has to get married to? And here he says that someone could come and grab somebody else. Meaning someone can come and grab someone else's wife if he davens for it. Even if he does daven and it does work, the marriage will not last. Either he will die or she will die first. Meaning to do laundry and to wear it right away. But to do laundry and leave it for later, you want to tell me that in the laundry people, the koivis cannot work on doing these days? That's a simple understanding in the Lashon of the Gemara. Chaim points out that the Poiskim quote this Yerushalmi, not as a question, but as a statement that we tell the koivisim not to work this week. Masiso pligol avyoino. So Gemara says, the chur we have a problem with avyoino for the masiso, because it says, Shabbos shechalti shavu lois b'soicho, asurim with a saper and a chapis, or a chamish shimutar ibnik for the Shabbos. So when we say, you now let do Sipur of Kibbutz. But Thursday you could do. Thursday you're not doing for that day. You're doing for Shabbos. So we're doing the week. Talk about not doing for then and doing for later. You just said if you do for later, it's okay. That's referring to taking haircuts. Haircuts you now take on the week of Tisha B'Av. But if Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, you could take a haircut on Thursday. But now regarding the Kvisa, that's what we're talking about. When Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos and it's pushed to a Sunday, so then the weeks before you're allowed to have, there's no din of Shavuot Shechal B'Av, the week that you're not allowed to do laundry and haircuts, because Tisha B'Av is not going to be, is pushed off the next week. What about after Tisha B'Av? Can you take a haircut and do laundry after Tisha B'Av if Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday? Afterwards is Asur. He says afterwards is Mutter. So Rabbi Chaim here has two explanations. We're going to use the second one. He told the Tzipoirim not to do anything when Tishba falls on Shabbos. They didn't accept it. Meaning this is referring to Rav, who's the nephew of Rabbi Chiel. Isn't he arguing? He says you could do melacha in the week after Tisha B'Av. Almost be feyush pligin. Rabbi Yochanan amar lachar v'asur. Shem melacha shem malachar mutter. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says asur. So even though Rav says mutter, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara. Now we're going to use here a second pshat that Rabbi Chaim brings in the name of the Gilui Hashas. Ma'ovud lo b'shem melakish. Meaning the question is, Shlakish says it's mutter like Rav. But what about our Mishnah that says that the week of Tisha B'Av everything is asur? So why don't you say that the Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday, so the week is Asur. The Mishnah is talking about before Tisha B'Av. And you can have a whole week Asur if Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday. But after Tisha B'Av, there's no Asur. Continues the one that flam and udalef. Rav Yitzchok ben Elozer in the have a Tisha B'Av. Once Tisha B'Av happened, Nofak v'Amachis came and announced Pitchun Sifrayo. The barbers should open the stores. Umandibai Yispado Yaspid. And anybody who wants to take a haircut can take a haircut. Meaning they have to teach where everything is mutter, and that's why he passed in the halacha today. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Chavtes.